This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. It is terrible in Puerto Rico right now, and by all accounts, it's going to be terrible for a very long time to come. A week after Hurricane Maria left the island flooded and completely without power, as of this morning, nearly 3 million Americans on that island still don't have electricity, and damage to the broader Puerto Rican economy is becoming more clear, an economy that, as we have reported, has been in deep trouble for a long time already. The American pharmaceutical industry is paying close attention. More than a quarter of all the drugs we export are made in Puerto Rico. So the companies that operate more than 50 plants and distribution centers on the island are trying to recover, as Marketplace's Aaron Trank reports.
Puerto Rico has been a pharma hotspot since the 1970s, thanks to tax breaks for the industry. Nicolette Lewis-Saint runs Healthcare Ready, a national nonprofit that works on healthcare disaster response. She says the island plays a big role in the pharmaceutical supply chain, and not just as a manufacturer,
but also as a central point of distribution for the rest of the Caribbean.
Where she says people have been through a lot this hurricane season and can't afford disruptions in their prescription drug supply. But Lewis-Saint says shortages may not be in the cards because drug makers plan for disasters like these.
Hurricane season comes every year. Companies are very aware of the particular hazards that they have to contend with, and they have business continuity plans in place.
They've stockpiled generator fuel, developed emergency staffing plans, and are quickly moving drugs that have already been made off the island to maintain quality. But long-term damage to Puerto Rico's pharmaceutical industry is a possibility. Analyst David Hitchcock at S&P Global Ratings says the tax benefits that built the island's pharmaceutical industry were phased out in 2006.
Since then, the pharmaceutical plants have decreased in number. Pharmaceutical companies are not adding new plants. And as plants get taken offline, they have not been replaced. And that's been part of Puerto Rico's economic problems.
Hitchcock says this trend could continue in the aftermath of Maria. As drug makers assess the damage, some may take the opportunity to close down operations there altogether. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.